I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
You know, I was actually thinking about this. I was on my run earlier, and I was like, you know what? Like, baseball starting up, like, how... Because remember, last year, I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'll just be a Giants fan now. Like, my family's from the Bay Area. I always sort of, like, tangentially paid attention to the Giants growing up. I have Giants, like, gear and stuff like that around the house. Fuck it. I'll fully commit to the Giants. And I was like, as I was on my run today, I was thinking about it. I was like, all right, well, like, check in with yourself. Are you actually ready to commit to that? Like, do you, Alex, do you actually want to be a Giants fan? And the more I'm thinking, I'm like, no. Like,
they're one of the least entertaining baseball team. If baseball is boring in general for most of America, and the Giants are the Houston is the Houston version of baseball. They play defense, they pitch, they try to beat you 3-1 or 3-2 every fucking game. They are gross.
Yeah, and beyond that, like, I'm not in it. Like, my heart's not in it. You know what I mean? And like, I'm, you know what this is? You know what this is, right? This is me being like, this is my attachment style. Like, the A's, like, did me wrong, and they left me, and they treated me like shit, but you know what? I just can't let go of them. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. Are they with, like, someone else right now? Is their personality pure dog shit, John Fisher? Are they in another household right now, Las Vegas? You know what?
They're dabbling with Sacramento.
They're on
dipping
the open
their
market
toe
right
in
now,
Sacramento.
You know?
They're
hitting up Hinge. You know, this kind of
fingering Sacramento at the moment.
Exactly, just getting back in the game. You know, you got to get down and dirty in those fucking streets after a big relationship breakup.
You don't go more than just the tip in Sacramento. I think we all know that.
No.
I'm sitting here like, you know what? Like, I still like the A's, man. Like, but I don't feel good about it because they, again, like, I got to stand strong, right? I got to be like, no, they did Oakland dirty. Like,
I think there's a difference. So when teams relocate, like, Sonic fans didn't become OKC fans.
No.
Because Seattle, because in their heart of hearts, they always thought they were going to get a team back. And they are.
Very soon.
Dog, Oakland's never going to get a team
back. No, ever. Like, another
like,
pro sports team.
You don't have to hold
ever.
On to that dream. And it was acceptable for Raider fans to jump. Yeah. And it was acceptable
it's
for LA. Warriors fans, but... Yeah.
Like,
you know,
it's still
like
it's still California. I mean, and San Francisco versus LA is not Oakland versus LA. Like, San Francisco hates LA and vice versa, but yeah.
I think it's acceptable to still be an A's fan, to be honest. Because, like I said, Oakland's never getting back another team.
They're not.
Like I said,
they're not.
Your other option is you wait out until an expansion team hits, and you just start anew with an expansion team, like from the jump.
I could see that.
That's kind of your option, really.
It depends, though. Like, you know,
or hear me out. Asian fetish, LA Dodgers.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well,
no one's gonna check you. No one's gonna check you if you're wearing a Yoshinobu jersey. They don't want to be racist. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like Yoshinobu, whatever. Like they're not gonna.
You think I'd be a Mariners fan in that case? But absolutely not.
Man, too much poop on the street in Seattle, as opposed to downtown LA.
I don't think they have any Japanese players anymore now, too.
Seattle.
Yeah.
Wow, what a shift. That Nintendo ownership just like lost interest when Ichiro retired, apparently.
Well, they had Jojima for a while.
When Ichiro went to the Yankees. Sasaki. Excuse me. Jeez. Speaking of betrayal, what a scrub.
The best, I'm sure we've mentioned this on the pod before, but Ichiro getting traded from Seattle to the Yankees while the Yankees were in town at Safeco. Mm. And he just literally went across and changed and played that night. Wow. Like 20 minutes after getting traded. Great. It's great theater. It's great.
It absolutely is. So I guess my question then is, like, are they going to actually be the A's in Vegas? Because wasn't that a thing?
I think so. I think they're going
to
keep it.
Yeah, because to King's point, like, there's never going to be another team in Oakland that.
No,
yeah, I think they know that.
Take back the moniker of the A's. So yeah,
So if they keep the colors, if they keep the A's,
they could change colors. I guess.
I hope not.
I think they're going to keep it. I think
they should. There are no other. Green
brand
teams,
integrity.
Green and yellow. That's it. They're the only ones.
And the green and yellow is frankly like a really good look, colors wise.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna
get rid of the elephant, I think.
I think they're gonna kind of do what the Lakers did with like the Minneapolis stuff, where they hang the banner and acknowledge it. So it's there. So it'll say Oakland or Philadelphia or Kansas City. Whichever A's version. I think it's acceptable. I think it's an easy move.
All right. They still got Dallas Braden as an announcer. If they still got him, I'm in.
That's kind of my point. Is like, yeah, like when like the Sonics moved, they purged everyone. Like there was no one from Seattle who moved to Oklahoma City with them. They, you know, that was a whole new thing. They killed it. They killed baseball in Oakland. I get it, but
I gotta say, like, if Dallas Braden giving his blessing is like that. I know he's getting paid, but it does make me feel better because that guy is a fucking A. You know what I mean?
I know, like, but I love how you hang your hat on an extremely mediocre major league player in Dallas Braden.
Oh yeah, well he threw a perfect game.
He did.
Yeah,
he was it, but. Outside of that, he was mildly average.
It's like his mom was like going through cancer and he pitched a perfect game, my guy. Like,
yeah, he has a mustache tattoo on his finger, so he can go like that and have a mustache. That's funny.
Ace fans will jump aboard mediocrity. They love them some Cocoa Crisp.
Whatever you can grasp onto.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Step back on Cocoa. You like Cocoa too.
Oh, did you say Cocoa Crisp?
I said Cocoa Crisp.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Hey, fucking leave. Leave, Ski.
Cocoa made Ichiro fucking seem like a power hitter. I know King loves his slap hitters.
Slappies.
Yeah, Cocoa.
This fucking guy hates slap hitting and good defense. Like, what
this
is
guy,
your problem?
Cocoa played for the A's, the Royals, the Indians, and the Red Sox. Like, if there's one player who should be universally admired in this pod, it's Cocoa Crisp.
It's Cocoa Crisp.
Again, hey, who doesn't like Cocoa? Again,
you.
I'm saying very average player. I'm saying the A's glom onto mediocrity.
Well, it's all relative. He's not average in Oakland or in Vegas he's an elite outfielder. What are you talking about? Leadoff hitter.
World champion.
I'm sorry, he can't hear you because his afro is covering his ears. Two, he's got all those rings. They go bling, bling, bling. Sorry, Ski. Yeah, so I think you mentioned the elephant earlier, by the way. Like, the elephant, I don't, like, because that's a KC thing, isn't it? Like, that goes way back. Like, maybe
I don't know if it's Philly or KC.
Yeah, like,
but
that goes way back. I don't know that they'll ever get. If they keep the Athletics, if they keep the logo, I don't think they get rid of the elephant. Why would they? Like, that's followed them for, like, 100 years.
I remember during the Ben Grieve era of A's baseball, and they remember when they put the sunglasses on the elephant on the side. That was a good look. The hip elephant wearing shades.
Fun look.
Yes. Hey, give it to the 90s. They, you know, with the Bash Brothers and stuff, they always had good looking fits, you know, flex the fucking guns, you know, get the crazy fans out there doing the Bernie dance and shit. It's like, yeah.
Oh, I forgot but about that. That was a fun little time when they did the Bernie out there.
But again, they are also just a laughing stock, kind of. So you got to do something.
I got to get the take from the Lonely Island guys. I got to know where they're at with this. And I got to get Blake Anderson from Workaholics. I got to get his take on this. These are the celebrities who like the Oakland A's. Yeah, I got to get their takes. I know. Hey, I see Blake.
I would have to ask Eric Stone Street. So I think.
Yeah. Do I got you beat?
Oh, Booble says and Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth and Green Day. That's right. Green Day too. Yeah, that's right. Probably Tom Hanks, because Tom Hanks is from Oakland too. So
Tom Hanks is boring enough to like baseball as well.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks has never watched a baseball
game. You think? Was Sabrina, man, is Sabrina an A's fan? That's a good question.
No, I could see Tom sitting there. He'll listen to the radio call watching the game. He wants to know he's keeping book as well.
Tom Hanks, book.
You have him on a porch somewhere in Walnut Creek.
I know.
Yeah. Just right now.
Yeah. Keeping book.
Yeah.
He has him all just, you know, over the years, he has him in
I'm
the
just going to guess just... by his kid, Chet, that baseball on transistor radio was not a big thing.
I know, the little one ear thing. Yeah.
Just a guess.
Just... educated, but probably
did either of you guys watch any baseball today? As I mean, technically not opening day, that was yesterday, but today, you know, most of the teams.
No, man, I got a day job. Sorry, you know.
No. No, but did you see? I mean, there is a thing called the internet which shows highlights. You know, you could see things.
I haven't even seen a highlight.
No, I haven't either. No. Yeah, how'd it go?
Well, it's the only thing I really cared about was, you know, because this is the ABS system's in play now, right? You challenge balls and strikes in regular season play. And at the end of the Red Sox game today, in the ninth inning, Sox were up 1-0, two outs, full count, guy in first. Umpire rings up the batter. Guy challenges it. It's a ball. He walks. Red Sox end up scoring two more runs to, you know, pad the lead. But any other time until now, because the ninth inning umpires love ringing you up on anything
they
that's
sure
close.
Do. No, that's how their many, time to shine, dog. That's when they
exactly,
that's when they pin.
How many things would have changed in like a scenario like that? It goes from a 1-0 lead to a bad third strike call. A couple base hits later, it's 3-0. I mean, that's happened. It would have
game
happened
over.
thousands of times. This is the pure blooded, you know, diehard baseball fans. Oh, We can't change the game. This is changing it for the better. This, just in this first game of the season, this scenario, it's the correct thing now, and it takes 10 seconds.
Couldn't agree more.
So I old heads, I'm done with. Get them, let them all just die off. Sick of them. Change the game, make it better. Pitch clock, challenges, everything.
The key is the speed. Because if it drags on for more than 10 seconds, then it's a fucking problem. But the fact that you can just look right away, see it right away, reverse the call right away, that's it. That changes everything. Should have been like this for years. But these fucking old ass curmudgeon baseball purist dudes like just miss me with that crap.
I will say the only thing we will miss from this is dudes getting run, because how many helmet spikes and dudes just blowing up on umps and night in close games like this on a bad third strike? I mean, you lose a little bit of the fun happening on the field.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But the game's better that way still. And Booble said Tom Hanks threw out the first pitch at a Guardians game in 2022.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, Guardians home opener. Oh, why? What's his tie to that city? I don't get it. You tell
Joe versus the Volcano was based in La Brea, Ohio.
Big or was that in Chicago?
That was Chicago. New York, you're the Cleveland
there's
guy.
There's no way that mall was in Cleveland.
That wasn't a Cleveland mall.
Well, wait, isn't that a New York one? The one where they do the. I don't know.
It's got to be. It's got to be Chicago or New York.
Yeah. Actual city. I don't know. You're the Cleveland guy, Ski. You fucking tell us, man.
It's not.
We're letting you get away with casual racism because you're from Cleveland. You got to that. The trade off is you got to tell us everything about Cleveland when we ask you.
What casual racism do I get away with more? being going to Cleveland a lot or being a Boston fan, or a Red Sox fan, let's say.
Oof. Well, we haven't heard you say a lot of the slurs that Red Sox fans say on this pod. Like, so we haven't had to let you get away with a lot of Red Sox slurs. Yeah, good point, Fender.
I do remember, though, in fairness, I do remember your Gooky Betts era. That was a little uncomfortable. Didn't like that one.
You can't say that.
I'm not saying it. He said it.
Hey, we had Jacoby Ellsbury was on that team. You know, we're very pro, you know, minorities.
Yeah, doing the chop when Ellsbury would come up was a little uncomfortable. It's a little uncomfortable.
Nothing casually racist about Boston, says Fender. Yeah, it's not casual. It's overt. It's what gives them their charm, you know? Like, hey, fucking Bagakin. I don't know. All right, so sports. Oh, yeah, before we do sports, we do a movie podcast every Sunday, so make sure you watch the movie and listen to us talk about it. So, it was kind of a weird. It's your movie this week. It was kind of a weird thing because we had one option in the Discord. It was Angels in the Outfield. So I like we are supposed to do with our, you know, with a democracy is we make a poll question, right? So made a poll question. It just had the one option, and we only got one vote. So like, I mean, one person voted for Angels in the Outfield, and so of course it won. But then like. Same day after the poll closed, we got like two separate texts. And like, you know how it is, guys. Like, we're a democracy, this podcast, and it doesn't matter. You can be in the Discord, you can not be in the Discord. Like, it can be, you know, I always say that to you guys, like, you know, text us, send us a message on Facebook, whatever, however you want to get us your movie suggestions, go ahead and do it. And we got two for Tango and Cash. So, like, our movie this week is Tango and Cash. It's on Tubi. And so watch it. Listen to us talk about it. Tango and Cash on Tubi. So, you know, maybe, again, maybe, have, you know,
go. Cash.
Hey, but, you know, it's just, it's not, we're not there yet. And Swoosh is asking for the text. We can literally put the texts in the Discord if you want. I don't, do we, are the number wouldn't be involved? No, like you sent us a picture of it, so like there's no number on there.
Just,
like,
just know, yeah. Just know that these texts came in on time for voting.
They did.
These were not late votes. These were same day votes.
Stayed in line.
Yes, it just took some extra days to count these votes. Okay,
this is not
fraud.
You know, these people, they mailed in their ballot, but it's so they, and you know, they wanted to be in the Discord. It's very sunny and nice in the Discord, but they couldn't because they were busy doing their thing, you know? So they wanted to be in the bright sunshine of the Discord, but they couldn't be there. So they had to, you know, they had to text it in. But we as a podcast feel that texting in votes should not be allowed. But say lovey, you know, it is what it is. Swoosh is asking for a lawyer. Fender is a lawyer. Like, Fender, what do you say? I mean, there's nothing explicitly in writing for the process. I don't see signatures anywhere. So
Swoosh is about to go break Tina Peters out of jail. That's what's going to happen. He's gonna find those votes.
He's gonna take it to the scrotus, he says.
Yep.
Yeah, WCP saying Tango and Cash did win a previous vote as well. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, I don't know. That's neither here nor there. So yeah, watch Tango and Cash on Tubi and listen to us talk about it. We are floating. I am floating an idea to these guys. They're not floating it. I brought it up because I thought it might be a fun idea of like a Tubi month where, because I was looking through Tubi and I was like, hey, there's some like bangers on here. And there's also a shit ton of movies that I have never seen before that star really famous people that, like, I've never heard of this movie before. And so I'm like, hey, would it be fun to just have a month where we just go through Tubi and pick one of those? Be like, holy shit, this has, like, I don't know, name somebody famous. I don't know. This has Danny Glover. This has Sean Penn and Danny Glover in it. And look at the cover. This looks like it might be rad. I've never heard
of this.
They're
selling popsicles?
Like,
weird.
The Popsicle Kings. What is this? And we just pick it and watch that movie. Because who knows? So
don't give me a Danny Glover vehicle idea, King. I'll go Joe Pesci and Danny Glover on everyone.
I hate that movie. I've talked about that before.
Gone Fishing.
I've talked about Gone Fishing. I walked out of the theater for Gone Fishing.
If it's on Tubi, we'll be watching Gone Fishing.
Hey, maybe that's one of those. Maybe it's like the opposite. Maybe it's the opposite for me. Maybe it's like the opposite of Biodome. Where, like, I grew up loving Biodome, but it fucking sucks balls now. But maybe it's the opposite. Maybe I walked out of it. Maybe it's like a romp for me now. Who knows? There's only one way to find out.
As I say, a tour de force is how it is.
Something like that. Yeah. God. Jesus Christ. Okay, so Oregon basketball is sort of the topic of the week for everybody. They're losing everybody.
I feel that way. I mean,
Well, what just happened? Did it cut off? Or did I just talk
over
it?
I feel that way. I mean,
Yeah, I was talking over it. Okay. He gone. We've talked about it, but, like, he kind of got to be gone, right? So Shellstad's gone. Evans is gone.
I'm not letting you get to that premise. He's 66 years old, 67, whatever he is. He is not turning down $8 million guaranteed and resigning. He's not doing it.
No.
He is staying. He goes from there.
He is wanting to stay, but... Does the team want him to? Does the school want him? So again, it's a buyout.
Does the school want to pay out that buyout?
It's a buyout.
No. I'm not paying $8 million. It's Oregon. Okay. I'm scared of that.
Okay. So what the fuck happens next year then?
We don't know.
They got no players.
Turn over an entire roster and do well.
They
don't know.
Hit the portal.
I mean, everyone's in the portal now. So, I mean,
Players.
Yeah, there's players. It just depends if you have money. Like, actually, today I'm driving home and Steve Mims, my favorite old Register Guard reporter. That fucking asshole.
Your favorite insurance salesman /
my favorite guy. He was like, he was tailgating my 4M's games, drinking. Tailgates, 4M's games, you fucking asshole.
Yeah,
I was
nobody.
Just there for the free hot dogs.
Yeah.
He said he heard Oregon is going to get between $7 million and $7.5 million to build the roster this year. And if that's the amount, we're not going to the CBI again either next year.
No.
Fold it up.
Bro.
Fold it up. We're done. That's fine. We're cool. If that's the number, and I don't know, you know, I have no idea how connected he is to anything. You know, I don't know, but that's the number he was confident to throw out in a radio interview today. Is probably $7.5 million for a roster next year. Not great.
Do you think it more than what was spent this year by a good amount? Maybe?
He didn't say.
I don't know, I feel like there's no way they could have spent $7 million on this roster.
Well, I mean, the thing with the roster is, like, just going back the last couple of years, I mean, it's, if you believe the rumors, we're doing rumor mill stuff.
Of course.
It's a miracle they fended off North Carolina for Shellstad last offseason. And it's because he wasn't guaranteed to start. He would have, if you follow their injuries and how they played, he would have started. But they lost, again, Jadrian Tracy to VCU for $300,000, right? And then again, we're doing rumor mill stuff, but this was a rumor before Dalton Connect exploded at Tennessee, that Oregon found Dalton Connect at, I think it was Northern Colorado, was like, we're paying you, Tennessee swooped in and it was $250,000 was the difference. U of O could not make it up, would not make it up for whatever reason. Dalton Kinnett goes to Tennessee for a year as first team All-American, scores 24 points a game. Got to be honest, just go back. That's 3 years ago. Dalton Kinnett, senior Nafali Dante, Nate Biddle, Jackson Shellstad, your boy KJ Evans Braga as a freshman. Not a bad roster. Not a bad. So, but those are like such small, again, rumor mill, blah, blah, blah. Hit the disclaimer. But if those numbers are even remotely true, it's just so hard for me to see a world where Oregon is like, we're putting in $12 million into this roster. I heard today, I read today in an article about Hubert Davis, North Carolina put in between $14 and $15 million into this roster this year that they had that ultimately got Hubert Davis fired. So that's like, and granted their best player was hurt, whatever, but like, it just shows like there is a disconnect. And if it is the same going forward, how much longer can we care about it? You know what I mean? Like if they bring them back and we can look at the roster and go, come on, man, you're getting guys from the Colorado School of the Mines, the ninth guy off San Francisco's bet who played less than Mookie Cook. You know what I mean? Like, how much longer do they expect us to care about that? Well, if that's the product,
is the athletic department going to care?
Well, that's my thing.
Because fans are going to, I mean, they already, even when the teams have been good, they still don't show up for, you know, until the conference starts and stuff like that.
Until January.
And there's almost nothing they could do for over the next probably a couple years to bring fans back as is, even if they put out, I guess, somewhat of a contender. So it's up to, are they going to care enough? Like, does this look bad enough for the athletic department to make them care? Losing your, in my eye, your three top players that would be there next year.
I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, boring answer. That's just the eternal question, because if they had let Evans bounce, okay, what kind of a whatever. Everyone below Evans, who cares?
Yeah.
I really think they, and granted, maybe Shellstad has an offer that's just stupid right now, because we know no one waits until the actual, like, real time to negotiate these things. Maybe Shellstad has an offer that it's just, it's too much, and Oregon is going to donate more. Like, they are, it put more money and invest more. Then that's fine. But I do feel like just Shellstad coming back, and like, that would have been an anchor. I know he's not the most popular player and he definitely has his faults, but I think turning over the entire roster is just going to be a tough sell to fans. Oh, like, yeah. me included. And, you know, unless they get someone big named enough.
But they're not. See, that's the thing. They're not.
That's the thing, is if they're not going to keep Shellstad, they're just not.
And the problem now is Dana could recruit his ass off now, right? You know, he could get some five stars somehow to come in. You're not going to retain them going forward unless you care and put the money into it.
Well, it's the investment. Yeah. And that's the thing too. It's like, if you are to invest more money, you would have been doing it already. Like,
exactly.
Like Shellstad would have come forward and been like, hey, I'm thinking of leaving. Here's your chance. And they're like, no. So why is that suddenly going to change?
I'll push back just a tad, just a little bit on that one. If you, again, we're doing rumor mill stuff, well, you read the message boards, you sit on Twitter.
That's all this is.
But like, Shellstad's dad sounds like has not been happy with his role even last year. And that's how he was exploring
with Shellstad's
other things.
Role?
Well, his usage rate. You know, I'm just saying, man. Like,
he was injured one. And
well, no, not
he...
this year. Not this year. The year before.
Oh, before. Four. Okay.
Yes, and then this year was a disaster, and so it was just a whole thing. But he, if he, again, rumor mill.
Yeah, he was sort of the guy, though. Like,
I mean, but he did. I mean,
Whatever. Yeah.
No, but I also feel like there's a disconnect because people are like, oh, you only average 14 and a half points in college. Man, there are guys that play in East Lansing, Michigan for 3 or 4 years that score 11 and a half points a game that are legends when they leave. Because college football or college basketball is ugly. Like, they throw bricks at the backboard and just get rebounds. Like, we all have NBA brain to a certain extent on stats. And again, I don't think Shellstad was Peyton Pritchard or anything, Aaron Brooks, Ridenour. I don't think that was his ceiling either. Like, if he stayed, I don't think he's getting there either. But I just think it'd be a good tether point to whatever they do.
If you put good pieces around Shellstad, he's a great college player.
But he doesn't pass. He doesn't play defense. You know, I think the non-passing is the thing that for most people was kind of the rub.
He doesn't pass, like, but also he doesn't shoot in the fourth quarter. So
right, you're not a dead-eye shooter.
How much this guy knows college basketball. He just said fourth quarter.
Yeah, fair.
Women's college.
The last game I watched was the women getting their shit stomped in by Texas.
Like, the men's side should be playing quarters too. It's egregious.
It should be. It's
men
the only
don't play quarters. It's
Emi.
It's stupid. But you know, maybe in 3-4 weeks we look at the roster and we're like, oh, I see it. But until then, It's just a dead program. And I don't think if they had hired, I'm just making up a name, Jayerson. He's been on the Duke bench for 3 years. And before that, he was at Michigan. You know what I mean? Like, if they brought him in, I don't think people would be like, oh, well, look at that. Now I'm suddenly going to get invested. It's going to take an actual on-court result in January for fans to like buy in. We're just not buying in. We never really buy in. But also again,
it's if you're going to be mediocre, be entertaining at least, right? They're not entertaining. It's Dana's style of basketball is not really entertaining. He had that one fluke run where he just had the perfect like meld of athletic players that could run and gun, but throughout his entire career, outside of that, it hasn't been that.
This guy wants that Westfall offense.
How many college basketball teams are fun?
I mean, Arizona is currently dropping like 50 in the first half.
There's one.
That's the thing I was going
to
say earlier.
Houston goes to the Elite Eight every year by scoring 42 points.
That's the thing I was going to say earlier. It's like
the whole thing is.
I know. We hate Michigan State. We hate Syracuse. We hate.
I know.
College basketball.
We hate all those teams.
College basketball is
Virginia.
Weird.
It sucks.
Sport. It's a weird sport.
It sucks.
Yeah. But guess what? You could, I mean, as most Duck fans would say, oh, if they haven't won it all, Dana's had great runs deep in the tournament, right? You ever not?
Yeah.
Oregon basketball's bar should not be winning it all.
No. but to play ugly like those teams we just mentioned there, you have to win. Otherwise, it's not going to bring in just the general fan for college basketball.
Well, yeah, let's go.
You beat Florida, beat that Florida Gulf Coast team. We knew they weren't going to win at all, but they were exciting.
Let's go back.
They did have 14 days of fun.
They did. You just got to pick. You got to pick an aisle. He's got to pick a lane. Dana does to be this serious. We're going to be a defensive team. We're going to try to grind out wins, or you got to be the fun, fat, you know, run and gun style offense. And he's in the middle of both to where they're not either. So they're just extremely middling and not entertaining.
What's funny though is like this. A couple weeks ago, I was just looking at Dana Altman's like college basketball reference thing, and his team's points per game, even like during the heyday of like Brooks and Boucher and Dorsey and Bell, really doesn't change. I know you could say in 10 years the style has changed a little bit. It's still kind of 73 points a game. It's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Fender actually makes it. Dana's teams have required intelligence, but the problem with that is then you lose those young guys that don't want to play that slow, like smart basketball that Dana wants to play.
Right. Like the a couple, you know, we're going 3 years back now, but him putting Khalil Ware in the doghouse to where everyone knew he was going to transfer. And when he went to Indiana, like he wasn't an All-American, but he was way better because they just let him, just let him play.
He's an NBA player.
He turned into a lottery pick and he's in the NBA and he plays alongside Bam Adebayo and he's the Heat fans like him. Yeah. Like that is where Dana, like the Jabari Brown stuff from like a decade ago. But when you watch Jabari Brown in his like limited minutes, even when he went to Mizzou, did he really excite you that much? Like, no. But like Khalil Ware, that was recent. Yeah. That was recent enough where Dana should have been like, I need to take a step back. Let him get his Kenny Wooten, blocks that are technically gambles and bad defense, but they're exciting and everyone loves it. Like, let it, you know, that was like Nafali Dante was on the team. Like, was Nafali Dante gambling a lot to get blocks? Yes.
Yes.
That was fun. That was fun.
We enjoyed Fred Kempning for a while.
You didn't need Khalil Ware to be running great pick and rolls.
No.
Just be a lob and dunk and block guy. Like, yeah. Like, Dana is not without faults. Like, I don't want to position myself as like, no one could be better than Dana. Dana does nothing wrong. There are plenty of things that could be improved on his end. I just think that there's systemic stuff that sucks to admit is there as well.
I mean, I fully expect wherever Kwame goes, he's probably going to average like 17 points a game next year.
Oh, I think Shellstad is going to light it up at Tucson.
You think he goes to Arizona and then goes in this fluid run and gun offense at Arizona? Average 18, 19 a game.
Yeah. Annoying Big Monday rolls around. It's like, don't watch SportsCenter. Don't want to see Shellstad and his big go into Fog Allen Fieldhouse, put up 22 and beat Kansas. Don't want to see it.
Nope.
Yeah. What I'm trying to think, like, when are the times when Oregon fans have actually been bought in? Like Oregon fans regularly, not necessarily sell out, but like fill up Matthew Knight Arena. Like it's when the teams are elite and special, and that's pretty much it. Like I don't know if
none of those teams were elite.
This is what I'm remembering. I'm remembering the Final Four
team.
They went to the Elite Eight the year before.
All Oregon basketball, though. This is what I'm saying. The teams that made like deep runs, Elite Eight, Final Four, like the Dylan Brooks, Aaron Brooks teams, like the fans were interested because they were exciting and fun to watch. They had a lot of fun players doing fun things. Same for the women. It's Sabrina. It's Ruthie. It's Maite. Like it's that team because, hey, they have a star. I want to go see the star and I want to see like what she's going to do today. And I want to see like where they can get. I haven't felt that way about a Dana team like in a while. Like we always know,
COVID year.
Well, I'm saying we always know they can make a run because he is a March coach. He's really fucking good at the end of the season. But like prior to that, I'm not excited. Like I'm just not excited. And I haven't been excited in a while. Dana team.
It's been, it was Pritchard's senior year.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've had some good teams since then. They made the Sweet 16 in 21, you know, won a couple games in the tournament. But yeah, they haven't had a window. Granted, again, I don't even think it's worth complaining about attendance in the entire month from Thanksgiving to January 1st.
Sure.
Don't complain about attendance. There's no students.
Real quick, I think the reason I bring that up is because I'm sort of thinking about what Dana Altman's job is. Like, so what is your job as an Oregon men's basketball coach? Like, you got to get good players, you got to make them competitive, and you got to win, right? Like, and side effect thing, maybe not a side effect thing, maybe like. Should be front is you got to get fans excited and you got to get people to the games. You can't force people to the games, but the product you put on the court better be good. It better be exciting and you better win games. And he hasn't done that in a while. So, and well, by the way, we're talking 6 years ago, right? Like Pritchard, we're talking like 5 or 6 years ago. Like that is a long time to have a stagnant basketball program. And if Oregon truly cares, it like with the exodus that just happened right now, coming off the season they just had, it might be time, right? Like,
but
I don't want to see him go. Like again, he's a Oregon Hall of Famer coach. Like he's the best basketball coach they've ever had. I don't think there's an argument there. But the program's not going up. And it's not gonna go up anytime soon.
Well, like, here's my thing. Who is a 5 seed this year? St. John's. Everyone loves St. John's, right? Mm-hmm. Right? What was Oregon last year? They were a 5 seed. Yeah. Like, we just don't. Dana doesn't market the team like that. The school doesn't market the team like that. So the fans don't feed off on that. Mm-hmm. Like, a 5 seed last year, literally like this time last year, we were like, damn, they were a Caleb Love 3 away from making the Sweet 16 as a 5 seed. Being a 5 seed at Oregon is an outlier. It is an outlier. They've made the second weekend 7 times in the entirety of the program, but they don't market it that way. Like last year, they should have been, and they had a terrible like 4-game losing streak at the Michigan school like last year, not this, but 2 years ago, which dampened everyone's enthusiasm. Totally fair. If you don't win in 12 days, it's gross. But Oregon wasn't selling this 25 as like, we're a 5 seed. We've only been higher than a 5 seed 4 times, and that's a made up number by me. 4 times ever. And again, Dana doesn't do it either, so the school doesn't do it. It's all a self-fulfilling prophecy at a certain point where everything kind of leads into blah. Just kind of blah. Like Ernie Kent was a great salesman. Ernie Kent did sell the team.
It's this whole thing.
But Ernie Kent, but also that backfired because there were so many years where Ernie Kent was selling us on, I have 3 5 stars.
Antoine Porter, he was selling us on.
And it was like, but you just went 9-18. And this year, you're 11-15. Like, I don't, you know, that was the end of his run, you know, the beginning, whatever. But there's just, the school doesn't sell it. Dana is terrible at selling it. There's no way you can say he's good at it. No. Doesn't even try. Doesn't try, and it's such the antithesis of football where, oh my God, Dan Lanning can put a hat on and they'll make this blingy video of the hat fits tighter in Lane County. Ka-chow!
And it's no, I've told you guys a bunch, like he hates that part of it. Dana
he hates Altman. It, for sure.
When I worked in the radio, we would ask
and hire someone to do for all real. This stuff. He doesn't want to.
We would ask for him to be on the radio show all the time. And we're talking like an 8-minute interview. Like you're on the phone with somebody for 8 minutes, just talking about your program and your kids. The kids you coach, you should want to promote your kids, right? The people you want to succeed and move on and get a job playing the thing that you're coaching, right? Wouldn't do it. Never. Not fucking once would he say yes to that. He would push off an assistant who was equally less interested in being there, but had to do it because Dana told him to. It's like, that's horse shit. Like, that's horse shit.
It's not great.
Promote your fucking program, man. Like, that sucks.
But how does Dana let this happen inside the athletic department? Like you said, they were a 5 seed. You know, they just missed the Sweet 16. How do you not sell that to get more money to make that team make that next jump as Dana Altman?
But
play the role, man.
Dana needs to play a better role, but also, like, the school just, they just don't put, like, yeah, I think we need to move on and just not talk about Oregon basketball for a while. I'm getting redundant. I'll talk to people that just are in my orbit, and you would think Oregon hadn't made the tournament in years. And I'm like, they were a 5 seed last year. That is, like, for Oregon, like, historic. Like, They aren't five seeds a lot.
You're not
even
wrong.
Even under Dana.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
But, look at the difference. Look at the difference of, it didn't show on the court, but that run that Oregon State made with Tinkle when they made the, what was it, the Elite Eight there, that Elite Eight Elite run. Eight. Yep. Like, they promoted the fuck out of that and tried to bump that team up and try to get more stuff.
That same year, Oregon made the Sweet 16.
Yeah, exactly.
Game was over, and all of a sudden it was like, wait, a spring game! Spring game countdown! Spring game countdown! 37 days, 14 hours, and 17 minutes! Spring game countdown! Spring game countdown! Can I get a final score drop? GoDucks.com? Yeah. No! Spring game countdown!
Remember when we used to get excited? They used to have, like, the midnight season opener things
midnight
or whatever.
Midnight Madness
shit. Like, remember when fans cared enough to do that?
Relic of the past.
I know. I do. Yeah. Those were Ernie days, right? Like, the Midnight Madness stuff. Was that ever Dana?
Yeah, I haven't done one.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, like, once early.
He ain't staying up that late. Yeah.
No. Here's a fun
Ernie,
little update.
Ernie's staying up that late.
Oh, well. Ernie's partying.
Ernie is partying.
Ernie's partying.
The Hilton.
Yeah, so here's
he had a girl at the Hilton waiting for him.
Allegedly.
Right. Here's a fun little update. There's about almost the same amount of time left in the two remaining games right now. Houston has 31 points with 10 minutes remaining. Arizona has 78 points with just under 12 minutes remaining. Can't be Houston. You cannot be Houston. You have to try to be Arizona.
No.
Sorry, Dana. Try to score. Try to score more than 60 points, Dana. Try to have guys that can actually make threes. Go from there. That's a great starting point for the future of Oregon basketball.
You lose all of your scoring.
We're going to get rid of this conversation for a long time. But, are you playing? I'm not planning on really going to many games next year unless something really wows me that I could actually look and point to and have like some hope. This roster right now, there's nothing there. There is the cupboards are bare.
There's nothing there. Thing is, like, tickets are so cheap that if I buy them and don't go, I don't care. So I'll buy them, and if it's bad, then I'm probably out. Yeah. I'm out, But like, again, the hard thing is, and I don't know the schedule next year, but
it's not good. They never have a good schedule anyway.
Non-conference is never good, but maybe Purdue, and maybe it's another weird year. Michigan and Michigan State come again. Yeah. I don't know. There are more watchable games in the Big Ten than there were in the Pac-12, but I get your sentiment. I am waiting until like October of next year to buy my seats, because there's going to be no rush. Hey, Max Lindsay, you can hit me up some more. I'm not buying them. Sorry.
Let's change topics. That said, I don't have a topic to change to. So Oregon baseball. I know Nutsian really wants us to talk about Oregon baseball. They're like a whole bunch of games into the season so far, and they're dropping lots and lots of dick. So I don't know.
21-4. They should probably be like 23-2.
They got the freshman who's really good.
Angel Laya.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ping. Yep.
They drop dick. It'll be interesting to see how that travels, because they have turned PK Park into Yankee Stadium, and it's kind of a joke. But if you watch them on like Tuesday against UCSD, they were hitting dick into the marine air. Because if you watch the telecast, it's 5-minute walk to the beach at Triton Stadium.
That's,
and they're hitting that right into the mighty Pacific.
That's heavy
as that
salt
marine
air.
Layer comes in. Yeah. So I don't think I like their pitching. I got to be honest. Nutian would know more than I would on that. Not enthralled overly. And the Big Ten is tough because Oregon's going to go like 42-9. Yeah. They're going to host, and they could sweep to that first round. And if there's not a lot of upsets, they're going to be like, you're third in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have fun at, who's number one? Have fun at Tennessee or whoever is,
whatever really fucking SEC school. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So.
If you want to go to an Oregon game, Oregon baseball game at PK Park, if you want to go and you don't want to pay, you don't have to pay, because if you just go through the entrance by the lacrosse field, it's just old people. They don't check your tickets. They don't check your phone. It's just a machine. Just slap that phone on that machine like you're mic checking your girl, and they won't notice at all. They will not notice.
Love it.
You don't have to buy a ticket.
It's a good tip.
Just slap. Are you on?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do the slap.
Walk right through. They Bing. Won't. They won't notice.
Like, make the sound yourself and see if they. That's awesome. Yeah, no, like, unlike Oregon basketball, this team does shit in the sport that is fun and exciting. Like, this team hits fucking home runs. If you go to a baseball game, if you're going to take the time to sit in a baseball game for 3 fucking hours, you're going to bring your kids to sit at a baseball game for 3 hours. They better be hitting home runs. You better get snacks. You better get some ice cream, and they better be hitting home runs. That's it. And I'm talking about
good news
if you bring your kids, that's what I'm talking about. Well, they better be pinged.
Their pitching staff's going to give up home runs too. So the game in general is going
to
be exciting.
20-18. Yeah. Give me lots of those games. Hey, give me football
scores. Nutian says if they hit 2 home runs in a game, it's $5 for 2 beers.
Yes, sir.
That's a hell of a deal.
God. Yeah. And that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee that they will hit 2 in 1 game. So you're getting easy beers. Easy beers. 2 small beers.
And it's
beers.
About, I mean, that, and the weather, I mean, we could sense the weather's a change in here. You know, there's going to be some rain still coming here and there, but we're going to start pushing, you know, mid to high 60s or low 70s here. Very soon, and that's when Oregon baseball starts in my eyes.
Yeah,
the crazies, like, not even King has been to some games. Like,
Fender went to some games.
What, guys,
like,
guys, guess what? Bro. I love baseball. I love baseball more than any sport. I'm not sitting in 50 degree dreary, like, drizzly to watch 50. Collegiate baseball. Collegiate 50s, baseball, I'm sorry.
50s dreary. This is Eugene, 50, Oregon,
that,
son.
Yeah, that's...
I played enough baseball in that shit. I'm not going to watch baseball.
See you in June.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
When did the Super Regionals start? That's
it. This is bringing up trauma for Ski from, like, playing in 35 degrees in the snatch at South Eugene. Like,
oh, it's
never,
so cold, so
never
wet,
again.
So
never
awful.
Again. Never again.
Baseball's the worst. It's either cold and wet, or it's a million degrees and you're in pants. It's awful.
Yeah, or you get the worst sunburns ever, too. Yeah. Yeah, by the way, that was a theme in our Discord this week, is people posting horrible baseball game sunburns. Sunscreen, guys.
Oh.
Like, I look at me. I all I do is burn. Like, sunscreen, guys. You trying to get melanoma? What the hell's wrong with you? Figure it out. Hey,
that the Oregon spring is there to burn the shit out of people watching bad baseball in Oregon.
And how old are we? Like, how old are we? How many games have we been to in our lives? Like, figure it out. Figure it out. Get one of the little ones and just, you know, like, come on. What are we doing? That picture you posted, my guy, is like the worst sunburn I've ever seen in my life. Like,
yeah, that was like 2012.
That
my buddy was coaching at, and he was coaching at, I can't remember who was at that time, but it was some game in like Corvallis. And it was a doubleheader, and it was like 49 degrees and sunny. And I was like, that sitting in the sun, you're like perfect, and just got absolutely fucking just torched.
You got tricked. It's like people who go snowboarding and skiing.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
I wasn't hot. Yeah. I wasn't hot. I didn't feel any burn. It's like that invisible flame that gets you, and all of a sudden you're just on fire.
Yeah. I was just talking to somebody about, like, a coworker is super in, she's like super into F1. and we were talking F1, and I was like, oh yeah, like she was like, here, pull up this video of this guy's crash or whatever. It was crazy. And I was like, I did. And then I was like, oh yeah, it reminds me of the video of the invisible
crew,
fire in the pit. Like, yeah. That's the crazy, like, if you're listening and you haven't seen that, like, Google it, like the invisible pit fire. It is one of the wildest videos you've ever seen. Like, guys running around on fire, but you can't see the fire. Ooh. It's crazy.
So it's like a meth lab, basically.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't know.
Just like spontaneously meth lab. Combusted with vapors you never saw.
Just vapors. Yeah. Okay. I guess so. Yeah.
Sounds kind of meth.
Yeah. Sounds. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think
what are those? What are those NASCAR guys really doing? Is the question.
I don't think we need to ask that. Yeah. Any other?
Stay up all night and don't piss. Yeah, I think we know. I think we know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going 1,000 miles an hour. Yeah, I think we know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Any other sports to talk about?
They race in Kentucky. Yeah, I think we know what they're doing.
I can't think.
They deserve. No, yeah. Not really. But the Zers are 37-37, and are going to be 39. They're going to be 39-37 here in a couple of days.
Like they're playing, right? Didn't they clinch playing?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. They're guaranteed. Yeah. Which, whatever.
Fucking.
Yeah. Will you guys care if they make the main draw?
No, because they'll get eviscerated.
Against the Spurs, probably. Who they end up.
Spurs or Thunder, like, yeah, no. Like, no. No. Yeah. I mean, if they make the real playoffs and I am home, I will turn it on. This is not a year where I'm like, yeah, babe, gotta be home at 5 o'clock so I can watch them. Gotta be home at 4 so I can tune Scoot. In from Scoot from San Antone.
Imagine, be a saucier in San Antone.
Imagine saying that to your wife. I gotta be home in time to catch Scoot, babe.
Imagine your wife knowing what that means.
Yeah. I have no idea.
No
way.
No idea.
No clue. Okay. Well, you want to just do the list? Call it good?
Yeah. There's no football stuff, really, so...
Anything anti-Semitic from the chat that we can riff off of?
Yeah, let's see. Any...
Any racism?
Looking at you, Swoosh. Any not
Swoosh? How offended are you at the Drewski skit? Because I know Charlie Kirk was your boy.
What was it? Gronk or whatever couldn't tell the difference.
Oh, okay. Let's see. We had Gronk. Spring game countdown.
Well, I mean, both sound about right. Gronk or Gronk.
Baby, what was it? Baby Gronk couldn't tell the difference. Is that what it was? Yeah.
Baby Gronk rizzing up someone. Who was he rizzing up back in
Lizzie
the day?
Lizzie Dune. Lizzie Dune.
Done.
I don't know her last name.
It's done.
It's done.
I believe it's done.
Yeah. She's not good enough at gymnastics to know her last name.
I like Lizzie Dune, though.
It's spelled with a U. So
D-U-N-N-E.
Yeah, I don't know. Dune.
We're calling her Dune from now on every time she's referenced on this podcast.
She was... Good on her. She's made generational wealth. It's very funny that she was a gymnast at LSU, and her gymnastics career consisted of her traveling to arenas and never actually doing gymnastics.
Being hot. Yeah.
Being in warm-ups. there was that one time she did gymnastics. I think it was in Salt Lake City at Utah like 3 years ago. And they were like, jeepers, creepers, these college boys really like to take pictures of her. That's creepy. And then she just, for 2 years, just showed up in warmers. You know, I'm in my warm-ups.
Oh, no, like she, marketing on Instagram. Like she's
one of
the
it was great. Good
prototypes.
On her. It was just very funny.
I think it worked out well when she bagged Skeens before.
Yes,
you know, he made the jump to the bigs.
Do you think she could actually do a front side bar wheelie at this point, or whatever?
I'm sure.
Could she hit the jumpy thing? Hit a bar, spin, hit the bar, and land it? You think?
She could land. I don't know how she's gonna land, but yeah, she could probably do it.
Okay.
I mean, you do something for 20 years or whatever. Like, you'll probably still pick it up.
She hasn't done it in like 4.
Oh, speaking of which, I owe you guys a video of me shooting. That's right. Fuck. I keep forgetting about that. Everybody was posting their jumper in the Discord.
Yeah.
It was my fucking idea, and I totally forgot. I'll pump up the ball and go do that shit tomorrow.
You know what I came to the realization when everyone was doing that? I don't got a rock anymore.
Oh,
I
shit.
I got zero basketballs in my house.
That's no good. Wow. You got to go fix that. They're cheap.
I got five wood bats, but I don't have a single fucking basketball.
I'm surprised you don't have a single indoor ball.
Not a single one.
So when you're just sitting on the couch, not every time, not even once a month. Spin. Every once in a while, you're just watching hoops, and you're just sitting there on the edge, just dribbling between my legs. Get a little rhythm, a little gather step on the couch.
Sitting on the footrest. I love it.
Yeah.
No, I'm like you. I'm sitting there flipping a baseball, if anything. Trying to make sure
that
my fucking...
My nervous tick is just...
Yeah. Make sure my fucking curveball is just staying nasty.
Getting that wrist
just flipping
popping.
It.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
It's all about just...
All about what?
In an old Mike Bibby jersey. No. Yeah. I'm in a Villanova Kerry Kittles jersey. That's what I'm rocking.
Don't you have a Villanova jersey?
Yes.
Yeah. Kerry Kittles
Villanova jersey.
Is it really Kerry Kittles?
It is an extremely old jersey.
That's great. That's great you still have it. I still have an old Champs, the West 11th outlet store that had all the imperfection jerseys. I still have an old Jordan one from back then. Got like a little... Like the number is like off a little bit. It was like misprinted a little bit. So yeah, I still got that.
That's 50% off at least.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Let's do our list. It comes from Swoosh McDuck in our Discord, Sports Burian Discord. If you'd like to join that, you can give us list ideas in there. You can give us movie ideas in there. You can, you know, bullshit with us, whatever. Sports Burian Discord. If you're listening to this, you know what that is. His list, and I don't know, like, maybe give me some like context for this one. I don't really know where it came from, but top
Swoosh McDuck.
Well, yeah, but like why he came up with this list idea. Top three news events you distinctly remember from your childhood. His thing was, hey, maybe use this one day down the road. And I was like, that's a great fucking list idea. And I think everybody else did too. So,
anything before we turned 18, is that our kind of our window?
Let me look at my list.
Whenever.
Pretty much. Childhood though. So like, yeah, that's what we're saying, right? So like,
why?
Yes.
Why are we limiting
childhood? That's the list. You said distinctly remember from your childhood. That's the list.
If it's borderline, I didn't become
a true adult until I was in my 30s. So, you know, like whatever. But I think for us, because we're all of a certain age, we should eliminate OJ because everybody's going to say OJ. And we should, for people who are younger than us, we should eliminate 9/11 because... I mean, literally everybody. So, okay. Is that cool? Can we move forward with our lists?
Can we do 9/11?
Who did 9/11?
Well, we never forget.
I'm confused. I don't like this list. Too many parameters.
Well, okay. Do whatever you want.
Can I talk about Kim Kardashian went to the mall? Like, is that on the table still?
I truly...
There's a lot of rules here. Rules. Yeah, right. Ask me to remember. Oh my god, too much in depth stuff.
Hey, you know what, man? Like, you're not going to listen to me anyways. So just like do whatever you want to do. Okay.
Princess Diana died.
That's my number 3, 2, and 1.
Remember where Richard Jewell?
Jody. Remember when Jody Fayed died in that car crash, guys? That was
don't even know that name.
Princess Di's boyfriend. Dodi Fayed? I think that was his actual name.
Dodi.
Yeah. All right, who wants to start? Who's doing their three first?
I guess I will start.
Okay.
My number three, I mean, I distinctly remember because I was, I don't know, just a young lad.
Wee bairn.
The Oklahoma City bombing was kind of big news happening.
Yeah. What was the guy's name? I'm blanking on it.
Timothy McVeigh.
That was the start of it all, wasn't it? Like, that was the start of, like...
Start of what? Of Braga.
Of people, like, in the United States bombing shit. Like, because I don't remember it before that. Like, I know it happened all the time overseas, but
I'm pretty sure those dirty hippies from the Pacific Northwest were blowing shit up in like the 80s, maybe even the 70s.
Like blowing up what?
Like power stations and
were they?
Also, yeah, they were crazy. Yeah, crazy
we're like,
hippie.
We're like infants. Well, Waco, Swoosh is saying Waco, but that's like they were in their own compound. They weren't like driving vans up with fucking explosives and blowing up buildings. You know what I mean? So
I will say the Waco thing was covered because it was a long standoff.
Yeah.
So it was, if you were watching TV for that little run there,
similar to OJ in that way, you know, like, yeah, totally. My number three is the LA riots. Like, just the Rodney King and the police and the verdict and then L.A. just exploding. And that was crazy. As like, what was that, like 91 or something? 92? I'm like 10 years old, maybe, seeing that on my that on our TV.
92.
Yeah, I was 92. Like seeing that on our TV as a 10-year-old, and I'm just like, whoa. Like, so many of these stories, by the way, we have, like, when we were kids, we had, like, no context for what was happening. Like, because I was thinking about that with, like, the Clinton and Lewinsky shit, too. It's like, I think I know what a blowjob is. He put a cigar in her vagina? As a kid, you're just like, that's fucking, that's weird, right? I don't know. Is that weird? Like, I'm being led to believe that's weird, and he shouldn't have done that. But it's like, I don't really know.
That kind of shit used to get you impeached.
It sure did. It sure did. Yeah, so mine's the riots. What you got, King?
My number three is Magic Johnson has AIDS. It was only HIV, but, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone was just thinking, he has AIDS.
We can't, play with him. Yeah.
He's like Ryan White. That little kid that we
he's
all
like
hate.
He's
got a blood transfusion that went wrong.
Because we had to read and read a book
that
and
kid.
Yeah. That fucking hemophiliac. I remember that.
That gay ass kid.
Man, no,
it was a blood transfusion. Nope. Clearly gay.
Yep. Super gay, and that's the only way you can get it. Yep.
Only way.
Boy, that
we
was
thought Magic Johnson was gay for a minute too.
There are still people who think that. Like, which is wild. There's still people out there who heard that their first time in the 90s, and they're like, yep, that's it. You only get it if you're gay. Yep. Oh, boy. Philadelphia was out at the same time, too, and I remember the movie Philadelphia really. Philadelphia and Magic Johnson happening at the same time, that was, like, just fucking with people's heads, man. Like,
I've probably mentioned it on here before, but like one summer I went down to Southern California to visit my grandparents. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was just seething that Magic Johnson was a gay person.
Right.
And that he has to watch Stadale fucking Threet
Stadale
run
Threet.
The point.
Stadale
Threet. Stadale Threet. He was so mad at Stadale. I'm sitting there like, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. But looking back, I'm like, I don't think that was Stadale. I don't think Stadale Threet having to start over Magic Johnson was Stadale Threet's fault. I think that was on Irv. I got to be honest.
It might have been. Yeah.
I think that was his problem.
I think Magic being a serial cheater on his wife Cookie was the problem. Remember his wife's name was Cookie? Remember that?
Yeah, Cookie. Yeah.
Cookie. Yeah. Oh boy. All right. So threes from the chat. Fenders, the Challenger explosion.
Yeah. No way he remembers that.
Yeah, that wasn't wasn't that like the 70s, bro?
86?
Yeah. I need an explanation.
Remember that shit.
I need an explanation. I'm not. You're like 1 year older than me, man. Like, I'm not buying that for a second. 86. So you're like 4 years old? Like, stop it, Fender. Stop it.
Astronaut over here trying to impress people. Space is dumb. I think space is dumb. One of the coolest things space did was recapture all the people on the Challenger.
Recapture.
Bring them home. Bring them to their astral community.
Yeah.
Their astral plane.
They want to be in the astral plane so bad. Here you go. Boom. Let's see. Nutsian's Elian Gonzalez. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a really good
Elian
one.
Elian Gonzalez.
The kid who was sent back to Cuba. So what he was on a boat, right? And like everybody else in the boat. Yeah, everybody else in the boat died. And then he made it. And then like a family here took him in. But then
I believe it was his aunt or uncle.
That was it. His aunt and uncle was here.
His dad was back in Cuba and wanted him back.
Made him go back. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, trying to scroll up here. Here we go. Sometimes it lets me scroll up. Sometimes it doesn't. Boobles number three, JFK Jr. dying in a plane crash.
Yeah. That one too? Hyannisburg or something?
Hyannisburg.
Like absolutely.
I think I just made it a South African town.
Johannesburg?
Johannesburg.
That's such a weird family because like they're cursed. Like they're cursed, but also they're like, you know, they have wealth forever. They're like the most famous family in United States history.
If you take it,
they'll never not have generational wealth.
Ivermectin before the flying, that would have acted as a flotation device. So he wasn't cursed. He just didn't follow my directions.
Did you say erections?
Yeah.
Couldn't follow your erections. Well. Yeah, it happens.
I like how we just blanket statement that the Kennedys are cursed and not that like all these they've been killed off. Like, no, it's a curse, not someone murdering them.
I like where this discussion is going. I don't want to have this discussion.
I think you do.
They're listening.
Who's murdering
to
them,
us
King?
Ski.
Who is murdering JFK?
Not right now, Ski.
We ask RFK, you know. Yeah. There's some interesting theories on his end.
All right, let's see. Trying to scroll up. It's not letting me scroll up. Ski, do you see any more threes?
Yep. WCP number three, baby Jessica who fell down a well.
I think I remember that.
I do remember
is that the plot from The Ring?
it's the Batman movie. Like, why do we fall down, Master Bruce? So we can get back up again. Yeah, he fell down the well, right? Isn't that a thing? I know I have this like irrational fear of wells since I was a kid, and that's probably why. I don't remember anything about that story other than a kid fell down a well, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to fall down a well. That sounds awful.
I thought the story was they thought a kid was in a well, but wasn't there like a walkie-talkie down there? Or was that from The Simpsons, I'm thinking?
Are you thinking of like Balloon Boy from like 10
years ago? Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Balloon Boy? Yeah,
I think Balloon Boy, we all thought he was floating. And he was just in the garage.
And the dad put the whole thing on, which is just fucking insane. That's so insane.
Yeah, it was Balloon Boy.
Yep. Think of Balloon Boy.
And then the last one, Swoosh McDuck, the good old 1991 Gulf War.
The limited skirmish in the Middle East. Yeah.
It was the Simpsons episode I was thinking of.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Simpsons did it first.
Yeah. All right.
What's your two?
My number two, it's going to be Columbine. So I was just making my way to high school when that went down. Even though for us locals, it wasn't like the full on national news, but you know, Kip Kinkle was. Yeah. A couple years before then.
Yeah, that was local. That's my number two was Kip Kinkle.
Yeah.
Because that was here. And it truly was the first, like, of a kid going into a school and shooting it up and was like, oh shit. I'm like that age. This is kind of scary. So yeah.
I feel like it got national news, but it wasn't Columbine level wall to wall.
Michael Moore didn't make a movie about it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. How about you, King?
My number two, and I know I don't remember it. I know I do not remember it, but in my brain, I've convinced myself I remember it. On a waterbed is the memory in my head. And it is the Berlin Wall falling. Not it falling in real time. Not in real time. But the aftermath of it being a story. I don't think I remember it. I think it's all concocted in my head. Yeah. But I have a distinct memory on a waterbed of watching news of the Berlin Wall falling.
You think, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
No, my only memory of that is Hasselhoff, like, singing in front of everybody on the wall. Because that was a thing. David Hasselhoff was singing about peace or whatever to everybody while the wall was being torn down. So, I don't have a memory of that, honestly. But
I'm sure I made it all up.
It's possible. No. We have like flashes from when we're a kid or whatever. So who knows? Just a baby. All right, that's all of our number twos. Let's see, how far is it going to let me scroll up? I'm going to start with the ones I can see, so I'll go backwards. Boobles is Columbine. Swooshes is TWA Flight 800. Which was that the... Is it like the hijacking one? Is it TWA Flight 800? I'm trying to remember. Did it crash? I can't remember.
I'm guessing it was a crash. There aren't too many plane things that come up that aren't crashes.
Yeah. Boy, that fucking rings a bell, and I can't remember why. The flight out of New York that exploded. Okay. All right. Yeah. Huh. Let's see. WCP's is Ruby Ridge. Rock Ridge. And that's all I got. That's all I can see.
That is... Oh, Nutian's number two. God, we're fucking worrying about Y2K.
Oh, COVID-19.
Y2K.
Y2K.
You're a child. That was pretty fun, though. It was like, our whole infrastructure is going to be destroyed. We're not going to be able to... Like, technology is going to be broken tomorrow morning. And then it's just like, oh, hey, they have clocks in them. So,
well, see, we were the perfect age for that, to where we were old enough that we didn't care, but also old enough that we were out drinking in high school for it and not caring. So we didn't
super not caring.
We just sit there and like watch the clock and see, oh, the computers are all going to fucking shut down.
Fucking sick. I don't have to do homework, dude. This is rad.
We're getting fucking bombed and be like, oh, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Liquor stores won't be able to carb me, bro. Sweet. Yeah.
You said you forgot to read Fender's number two. Yep. Fender's number two, Berlin Wall, Cold War ends.
Berlin Wall. Mr. Gorbachev. Okay. What's your one, Ski?
My number one, I don't know why, it's one of the ones that just kind of really stuck in my mind, was like the Nelson Mandela / like end of apartheid.
Huh. I thought you were going to say Margaret Thatcher, but
it was definitely not Margaret, that fucking bitch. No.
That bitch.
Cause that was like that bitch.
Wow.
My favorite videos
that's
are all
you,
the
that's
old
why you come
lady.
To this podcast is for those Thatcher takes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the great videos are all the old ladies that are just like, fuck that bitch. I'm glad she's dead when she died. Those are great videos.
That's awesome. God, I love Boobles number one. I almost want to steal it, but I'm not going to. My number one is the earthquake, Bay Area earthquake. That was a very big one for me in like several ways. Cause one, my whole family's from there. I had family still down there. Like my grandma, my dad, they were all in the South Bay. My uncle actually like lived in San Francisco at the time. It was the Battle of the Bay World Series with Oakland and San Francisco. And I obviously a huge A's fan growing up. I was excited about the Bash Bros being in the fucking World Series. And what, I was like 8, 9 years old, something like that. And it was like, it was such huge news. And I remember I remember just the, like, hearing from people just the, Like, remember when the Bay Bridge, like, collapsed a little bit, too? And, like, there were just, like, I just remember my uncle telling me stories about, like, there being loose power lines just, like, bouncing around on the street and shit like that. And so I have super, super vivid memories of that from.
That's just from poorly run Democratic leadership, Braga. That wasn't from the earthquake.
Yeah. The power grid fell.
A Pelosi. Yeah. Definitely a Pelosi. Was
a Pelosi thing for sure. Yeah.
Definitely for a Pelosi. Sure.
Was Kamala
Harvey
was,
Milk also somehow had a hand.
Harvey Milk
was Kamala? I think Kamala was.
No,
a
she was too young.
There.
She was
no?
too young.
Okay.
No, she was being a DEI entrance into a law school somewhere.
Yeah, she wasn't quite, you know, releasing all the people for drug charges yet.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
All the criminals.
What's your one, King?
September 7th, 1996.
Let's see.
There was a fight in Las Vegas.
Greatest rapper alive died on March 9th, or are you talking Tupac?
Tupac.
Talking Tupac. There you go. Good.
Tupac. Yeah.
Good.
It's a much bigger deal.
Much bigger deal. Absolutely that. Yep.
I saw Las Vegas. I thought you were going Mike Tyson biting Holyfield's ear.
No. That was he was already a circus act at that point.
It was.
Yeah, the Tupac shit was crazy. I just like, because he was like the first. He was the first rapper I liked, because before him, it was all like Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, Soundgarden, like Weird Al, obviously, because he goes through the whole thing. Weird Al is like the line that goes through my entire musical life. But then I got into rap, and it was Tupac. It was the double album that was like. It was the first CD I bought. I went to CD World and bought that album. And then when he got shot, I was just like, what? Like, yeah. And then Fender mentioned and Farley dying too. It was like all of a sudden, like these people who were like my favorite people just were dying. And I'm just like, what the fuck? How? Wait, he got shot? Like, why would somebody want to shoot him? And then, you know, like you actually listen to the lyrics and you become an adult and you learn about this stuff, but it was like, fuck, it was crazy. And then because it took him a few days to die too, so it was sort of like, is he, because he had been shot before, so you're like, is he gonna survive? And yeah, ended up dying. Rap sucked for a while. So let's see.
I was just on our Discord. We have some breaking news. Clavicular has been arrested in Fort Lauderdale on a misdemeanor assault charge.
Oh no!
So I mean, this might be some people's
arrest, Max.
You know,
Mr. Lux Maxa Tad down now. I think he's done. He's had too much bad press. He got beat up by a lib wrestling last week. Now he's getting arrested in South Florida. I think he's his time is coming to an end.
He was looking real soft talking down on Sarah Sherman the other day, too. Like, this guy.
There's a video of him watching penguins at an aquarium that's coming out where he just is a little autistic, which is fine.
Hey.
Which is fine.
Hey.
That's just not the look he's trying to purvey. I think he's crumbling under the weight of celebrity.
Sad Max.
These last 6 weeks WCP. Have been crushing him.
Yeah. I mean, it takes a lot to carry, you know, the alphaness on your back.
The weight, you know,
sometimes it weighs you down.
Yeah.
The entire community on his back.
Legal.
Hey.
I was intentional with that.
My dog just barked at us. So he's like, hey. Hey.
Easy.
We got felony mogging and we got sad maxing.
Sad max. So,
felony mogging.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, dead in prison maxing. That's great. Okay, let's see. I can't see anyone's. They're too high up the thing.
All right. Number one, Nutian. The USS Cole bombing.
Don't know what that is.
Sam.
Is that Pearl Harbor?
Is that Pearl Harbor?
It's asking.
I actually don't know what that is. Like, genuinely. I don't know what that is.
Based in San Antonio? I don't know what that is.
Like, yeah. Huh.
based in San Diego. I'm trying to think of ports we get bombed.
Yeah, it would have to be San Diego.
Galveston? Did they bomb Galveston?
Galveston.
Did they come for Shreveport?
Fender says it was in Kenya.
Sure.
Oh, not my problem. Not my continent.
You can't get a boat in
America,
Kenya.
America first.
That's a country. They were stationed in Kenya. All right.
How many people died? All of them?
No, probably.
Oh, okay, here we go. It was a suicide attack by Al-Qaeda against the USS Cole, guided missile destroyer of the U.S. Navy on the 12th of October 2000, while it was being refueled in Yemen's Aden Harbor. There you go.
Remember
they
the
fucked us up that
September.
Bad before 9/11 and we still didn't take them serious?
I know.
God damn.
I know.
Bill and George, what were you doing?
God. We got swoosh number one, the deaths of Princess Di and Dodi Al-Fayed.
Fayed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fayed. WCP Shahid. Waco. Yep.
Ali Shaheed
Muhammad.
That's
kind of all somebody bombing. Waco, it's all the thing. Booble, murder Tupac and Biggie.
Yep.
Then we got Fenders. It's intercepted. Kenny Wheaton's going to score.
I don't know if that's like a...
Not familiar with that one.
No. Yeah. I don't know that one either.
Kind of a deep cut. That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Then we got a lot of... We got,
you know, we all have different interests, so it is what it is, you know.
We got the OJ chase, OJ verdict, spring break quake, 96 floods, Maguire Sosa home run chase. That was fun.
That's a good
actually big.
That's good. Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt death.
Yeah.
Still miss him.
Another big one. Michael Jackson dangling his kid over the hotel balcony.
Oh, blanket. Yeah. Poor blanket.
Yep. Blanket.
Oh, blanket. Oh.
We got a Chris Farley death.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we got the Rajanishis poisoning food in the Dalles.
Great one.
Yeah.
Wasn't, I could be wrong. So I knew about that one. Was like the aspirin poisoning also based in Oregon?
Ooh.
Or I just make that one. Did I get those two kind of combined?
I don't remember what's the specific location. Okay. I would assume I would know if it was Oregon.
But poisoning like sizzlers and round tables is pretty fucking sick.
Nutian's honorable mention, Titanic coming out in theaters.
It's blockbuster.
Banger. I mean.
So I haven't seen it, so I can tell you.
Near far.
One of these days I'll get around to it.
I haven't either. Yep. So maybe
I just don't get how you guys missed that.
It's like 4 hours long, bro.
Yeah, like, everyone in America saw it. It was like the thing. I look up how much it grossed. Like,
yeah, those are inflated numbers.
Oh yeah, inflated in the '90s. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they
not like the one dipshit who goes to Avatar 9 and it costs $87 to get in. You're like, oh, well, this movie grossed a lot.
Yeah, Cameron. Please. Well, like you were saying, Cameron gets his numbers inflated. That's it, man. Yep. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why you're on board with one and not the other. It's just, it's
Democrat
those.
In house. There's a Democrat in office. Inflation goes down when Democrats are in the White House. Look it up.
It's those inconsistencies, King, that just makes you.
I'm just hitting you with historical facts.
Unreliable source.
I remember Biden inflation. Who doesn't?
Well, he was bringing it down from Trumpflation. You know?
Brago was never trying to get laid in high school. Fender says, "Is that how it worked? You took a broad to Titanic to get laid? Is that how it worked?" Okay, and also no.
It's just not a bizarre thing, like missing cultural phenomenon. So
I saw The Matrix. Does that count?
Nah, not really.
Remember The Matrix? Also, that was a big deal.
Also, Titanic for us would have been more like middle school than high school. So it wasn't quite trying to get laid.
I'm just like,
how did you not have a parent that drug you to Titanic?
My mom didn't give a
grandparent.
Shit either. Yeah. My mom wasn't watching movies. Yeah. She didn't have time for that.
Three
shit.
Boys.
Some of us had single moms trying to go to school and work to raise two kids.
I've been told for years,
you know,
that they're the strongest parents on the face of the earth. One single mom is the power of 27 couples.
It takes a village, King.
Don't you say different. Don't you say different.
Did you know what Hillary said? It takes a village, man. Didn't you? Don't you read? Goddamn.
I do.
Should we go? We should go.
Yeah, we need to go. What the hell? Why is it? Yeah.
Again, we're like,
yeah, more Oregon basketball talk because it's 27
we went into the list.
We're done with forever.
We went into the list with good time. And the list just fucking takes forever sometimes. It is what it is.
Okay. Noted.
If you get a good list. If you get a good list, like swoosh, thank you for the good list. Shit happens sometimes. Yeah. So again, our movie on Sunday, it is on Tubi. Thanks to the power of text, your movie this week is Tango and Cash. Thank you, listener. We appreciate you. Our movie is Tango and Cash. It's on Tubi. Came out in 1989. Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it.
Jack Palance.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget Jack
Palance.
Tango
and Cash. Cash and Tango.
Cash and Tango. Always taking the drug.
Oh, Duck Duck Chef just now seeing that it's not Angels in the Outfield. Oh, interesting. Okay, bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
We love you.